Years ago, the Wall Street Journal published one of its more provocative editorials. It began like this: "When was the last time you had a good conversation about sin?" The editorial went on then to recount a roll call of moral dilemmas in life: corruption in high places, sex in high school, an addicted culture, and so on. And then it said, "Sin isn't something that many people, including our churches, have spent much time talking or worrying about through the years of the cultural and sexual revolution. But we will say this for sin: it at least offered a frame of reference for personal behavior. When the frame was dismantled, guilt wasn't the only thing that fell away. We also lost the guide wire of personal responsibility. Everyone was left on his or her own. It now appears that many wrecked people could have used a roadmap." And the journal continued, "Ministers and priests gave way to clinics and counselors. Instead of giving your kid a dressing down, you now just give him the keys and send him on his way. The ministers of the therapeutic say the dressing down is useless because kids don't know what you're talking about anyway. And by now they may be right." Well, that's the Wall Street Journal on the necessity for a conversation about sin. And it is that to which I invite all of you during this Lenten season: a conversation about sin, about forgiveness, and about your relationship with God as you consider those things. I invite you to look at today's reading from the first letter of Peter, which tells us that Christ suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. In order to bring you to God. What a great starting point for our conversation about sin. That Christ, who was without sin, would die for you and me, who are sinners, who are unjust, and all in order that he might draw us even closer in the knowledge and love of him.